the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.
So yesterday was a pretty strange day. We had all sorts of things happening with Chester Bennington passing away, killed himself at 41 years old on what would have been Chris Cornell's birthday.
Yeah, and it's so interesting just the correlation with that.
Well, him and Chris Cornell were so close. And so Chester Bennington passes away. And we also had everything happening with O.J. Simpson yesterday. Yeah. We'll get into both of those things here in just a couple of minutes. But first, I want to play you a clip of Chester Bennington talking about staying inspired from a couple of years ago.
You know, life throws a lot of things at you. There's never, I think people may find this kind of strange, but then at the same time, they'll realize, oh, yeah, he's right. Life never leaves you with a stretch of time where there's nothing really going on, you know? Right when you think you've got it all figured out and everything's good, it just comes and kicks you right in the nuts. And then every time you think it can't get any worse and that life sucks and it's never going to get better, all of a sudden, the sun comes a-shining. So, you know, wake up.
Chester in the past had struggled with drugs and alcohol for years, but he seemed like he had found a happy place in life. He's married, had six kids. And it wasn't just a surprise to all of us that were fans of Chester but didn't know him that well personally. It was a shock to even his bandmates and the people that were closest to him. And Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park took to Twitter yesterday saying that he was heartbroken and sad and totally surprised by what happened.
And it's not like they weren't going to do anything, you know, in the upcoming months. They had the tour.
Yeah.
They had a photo shoot
that day.
And then they released their new music video hours before they knew that Chester died.
Yeah, so it wasn't one of those things where it's very much very reminiscent of Chris Cornell, where, you know, Soundgarden's back out on the road and they're touring and they're actually at a stop. And, you know, there's a couple of signs of, like, him sort of being a little bit mentally checked out. I'm talking about Chris Cornell the night when he did it. But otherwise, just kind of a normal show. Everything seemed
fine.
Yeah, he's talking to his wife on the phone and everything seems like it's normal. And the next thing you know, and, you know, Chester and Chris were very close. Like we said, it was something that happened on Chris's birthday. And so just really tough news yesterday with Chester and
kind of random. I mean, everything kind of was similar to Chris's death, where it was very random. It was a suicide.
Yep.
He hanged himself.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird that he kind of mimicked his hero in a way. So
the one thing that really kind of upset me yesterday was so many people online that were, you know, making snarky comments, talking about what a coward he was.
Really vicious. And I think at that point, you can't really say anything, because when you make a decision like that, I don't think you're fully right in the mind.
Well, and you know? Everyone was, well, not everyone, but a lot of people that I saw were saying things along the lines of, well, Chester was rich and he was famous. How could he do this? You know, he shouldn't be upset. He shouldn't be sad. He shouldn't be depressed. Mental health does not care how rich you are.
No, it doesn't
care how famous you are.
It's
money doesn't buy happiness.
It's basically true. Your mind is going against you. It's your worst enemy. And so it makes up these lies, and you know you can't run away from your mind.
So throughout the show today, we're going to be playing different Linkin Park tracks, trying to, as we best can, pay tribute to another legend gone too soon. X107.5, Dave Mahoney.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Mahoney has not been here, so clearly...
Oh, no.
This blooper reel has got to be maybe 8 to 10 seconds long.
I know what you're trying to do, and you're trying to be really positive.
Yeah.
But I know I goofed up.
You goofed?
Religiously.
Religiously?
Yeah. Royally, I mean.
Here is this week's blooper reel on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Geez.
Remember when...
The first step to solving your problem is solving your problem.
Remember when someone asked me to say my most embarrassing moment?
Uh-huh.
This is a contender.
It's the blooper reel on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
I'm very excited to hear what is beneath that exquisite costume.
We also have a couple more friends making an appearance in this blooper reel. Yes, appearance in this blooper reel.
Blooper reel? Or
oh,
not,
oh, see, oh, yeah, the mascot moment.
Oh, my God, write that down.
The blooper reel.
You just blooped.
Down.
Oh, gosh.
Virginia hates dabbing pizza with... dabbing pizza grease with a napkin more than anything
else. I'm moving to Virginia.
Tennessee, friends that help to
today, Junior?
For help moving, friends that asked for that help. But if I was going to bet on this fight, which I'm sure I will because I have a problem, I'll probably...
the first step to, you know, you're acknowledging that you have a problem.
What were you going to say then?
I don't know. I don't know where I was going to go with that. I don't. The first step to your... Spudge.
I'm a deep dish here. He said that that he saw Aaron pull into the AutoZone. He saw Aaron pull into the AutoZone.
AutoZone.
After an alert went out of somebody, quote, driving all over the road and running into the median. Well, and Frank and I are huge fans of Michael Bublé. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to go see him when he comes to town for his holiday special later this year. I'm going to go salty on that one.
Okay.
Yes?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Oops. All right. Oops.
Oh,
hey. Oops. Right. Oops.
Oh.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The juice is loose. Ugh. Yesterday it happened, O.J. Simpson, after, I mean, it's been almost a decade since everything went down here in Las Vegas over at Palace Station. For those of you that don't know what happened, O.J. Simpson murdered a couple of people.
Yeah.
And he got off.
Stabby.
Yeah, he got a little stabby. Killed a couple of people. He got off, though, in the criminal case, however, in the civil trial, he did not. So he was found guilty in the civil trial, which means that all of his assets had to go to the families of the people that he murdered.
Yeah.
And a part of that was like any memorabilia that had to do with O.J. Simpson because there was a value associated with that.
What about that glove?
I don't think that he got to keep that. I think there was filed in evidence, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
Either way, there was some memorabilia that was being sold by a quote-unquote collector here in Las Vegas over at Palace Station back in 2007. And O.J. Simpson decided, well, it's my memorabilia, so it's mine, even though it wasn't.
Yeah.
And so he decided that he was going to go take it with some friends. And, you know, some of his friends had guns. And he got charged with kidnapping and a number of other charges. And they sentenced him to 9 to 33 years in jail.
But
and
you would
he
think,
has served 9.
You would think that if you were going to go get something back, you wouldn't bring guns or you wouldn't be, like, threatening.
Well, like, if you got away with murder, like, literally got away with murder, maybe just, like, be cool.
Yeah, do something, like, you know, civil.
But then again, O.J. Simpson being O.J. Simpson, that wasn't the case. So he's been locked up for 9 years here in Nevada.
Which is crazy.
And now eligible for parole. And yesterday sat down with the parole board, and they granted it. Here is a piece of audio.
You're a low risk to reoffend on our guidelines. You have community support and stable release plans. Considering all of these factors, my vote is to grant your parole effective when eligible.
Thank you.
We believe that we're a fair board. We believe that we're a consistent board. We do not look kindly upon parole violations. Mr. Simpson, I do vote to grant parole when eligible. And that will conclude this hearing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, so he can be as free as early as October 1st. Almost did not get paroled, according to a couple of stories. There was two things that he did, violations.
Yeah.
One was eating a cookie. So there was somebody that works in food prep at the jail and had stolen a bunch of cookies and was handing them out to other inmates. And many of the inmates went back to their cells to enjoy them. But O.J., according to this report, blazingly enjoyed that cookie in front of the security guard, the corrections officers. And so that was one violation that could have been a dock against his good behavior.
I think the only reason was like, I'm going to get parole.
Yeah,
and I don't care.
And then the other was that he was allegedly
loving himself.
Yeah, juicing his orange, if you will. And he got caught by a female corrections officer. Right. And that also is a violation, which I had no idea that you couldn't yourself in jail.
Dirty son of a.
He was being dirty.
Maybe, yeah, sure he was. Sure was. And there was a statute that I read that says that the inmates have to abstain from any sort of that kind of activity while locked up, and that includes self-pleasure. So that also could have been a violation, but it wasn't.
Could it be like, can you do it like in the morning? or like at night when really no one's awake.
I'm sure that that's probably when you would do it normally.
Yeah.
But that feels a little restrictive to me. Even if you're locked up, like if you're in jail, that's kind of the one thing that you have to do. Right? Like that's
I don't know.
Other than push-ups and playing pickup basketball in the yard.
I don't know. Maybe you can write poetry.
There's only so many poems you can write. And if you don't do that, they just get angrier and angrier and angrier. Well,
and he starts loving himself harder and harder.
OJ joked that he could easily stay in Nevada after he gets released, but then he added, "But I don't think you guys want me here." OJ, you're right.
Yeah.
Get out of here. So R. Kelly is saying that he has not been keeping these women captive. You know, this story is something that we talked about a significant amount this week, but there's a number of women that live at R. Kelly's house, and
it's such a bizarre story.
One of the
story.
Families came out saying that the women were captive and they were being held against their will and they were being brainwashed, and R. Kelly has just said, no, they just actually like the lifestyle that I'm giving them. R. Kelly's worth a lot of money,
yeah.
And I had no idea that he was still making $400,000 a concert. He's not actually pulling that. He's getting about half that. So he'll get almost $250,000 a clip to do a show, sells about 5,000 tickets for every concert that he does. But R. Kelly is saying, no, these women, many of them that he has met at his concerts,
yeah,
he's not keeping them captive. He's not brainwashing them. They just like the highlight.
I just think that it's kind of sad that he has to basically bribe women to stay with him.
I mean, isn't that kind of what everyone does to a degree, though? You sort of bribe your significant other with whatever it is that you're offering.
You're such a douche when you do that. Like, ooh, let me give you this $1 million car.
But, I mean, it's R. Kelly. Do you really think that he's like, I want to emotionally connect with you. And I want to get to know you on a personal level.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, if he's writing songs like Mary the Puddin', right. I mean.
Yeah. Speaking of people that are filthier than expected... Usher actually is in the news,
yeah.
And it's not for a good reason. Usher, he came out with some news recently. Well, he didn't come out with it.
No, he's not saying it. He's not being open about it.
The report is that he paid $1.1 million to a woman that he allegedly infected with herpes. And this is according to Radar Online. So you have to take that for what it's worth. But the 38-year-old confession singer, whose real name is Usher Raymond IV, was diagnosed with herpes in 2009 or 2010, according to the court papers. Nonetheless, though, he had unprotected relations with the claimant without confessing that he was carrying the virus. And in California, it's illegal to knowingly or recklessly transmit an STD.
Cool. But he did it anyway.
Yeah. The claimant said that she was later diagnosed with the herp, and that was complete with all of the sores and the fevers and the chills and everything else.
Oh, God.
And he paid some of her medical bills to the tune of $2,700, according to the court papers. And he also had his doctor call her to tell her that she was indeed potentially carrying the virus because Usher was infected with it. So the gift that keeps on giving.
I feel like Usher's like R. Kelly. Like,
no,
he's like,
no,
creepier than
way
R. Kelly.
Way less creepy than R. Kelly.
Way less creepier.
R. Kelly's like going number one on people, and he's got this thing with like underage,
but, I mean,
and like there's a.
In the sense that they both like have this whole like their music is all like sexy, and they're just
like
sexy
like,
guys.
I wouldn't turn down a back rub from Usher. Like, he seems like a genuinely like,
what
you
if,
know, nice guy.
R. Kelly was like,
R. Kelly's
hey,
down
Dave.
On. Hey, let me give you a back rub. You're like, are you spilling some water on me? Whoa, R. Kelly, what are you doing?
He gave you a car. What if he gave you a car?
That's a nice car. That's fine. Just go ahead.
Okay. Just don't get it in my hair.
Finish up. X107.5.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
The Dave Mahoney Morning Show is live from Legacy Stadium at the Palazzo. I love this place. It's my favorite sports bar in all of Las Vegas. They actually have a sports book in here, too. So if you want to like hang out and eat and drink and place a bet on one of the games or fights or something coming up.
And the beer garden.
Yeah, the beer garden is wide open now. So we were down here last Friday. And it was just about to open. Well, this Monday, it officially opened. It's got, like, the nice communal strip-side seating. And
yeah.
It's Emeril Lagasse's take on Bavaria. So they've got, like, the beer garden, like you said, with a barbecue menu specifically on Friday. So if you're a big fan of barbecue, this would be the day to come down. Beer specials. They also have all sorts of great music. And they have a craft series going on. And, like I said, it's still Lagasse Stadium. So you have the sports bar atmosphere as well. Chris Weidman and Kelvin Gastelum are actually fighting tomorrow, UFC Fight Night. They're going to be showing that here, too. So you should come down and check out the beer garden here at Legacy Stadium. And if you would like a little shot in the arm to do so, how about a $100 food and beverage credit? 100. You have to be at least 21 to win, obviously. But call number 10 right now at 702-791-1075. 100 bucks for you to come down and enjoy Legacy Stadium and specifically their brand new beer garden that they have here. I think you're going to love it. Good luck to you, X1075. Call number 10 right now wins.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.
Sylvie, you remember that Powerball winner in California? The $447.8 million Powerball winner?
Yeah, they were like reclaiming it or something.
They hadn't claimed it because they were trying to lay low. At least that's what everyone thought. And now it's confirmed. Yeah, they just wanted to lay low. Some guy by the name of Jeff Lindsay is the dude that won. He won the winning ticket at Marietta Liquor and Deli in Menifee, California. Because when I think, hey, man, what do I need on the way home? I think some liquor and a sandwich. Lindsay said that he bought 10 Powerball tickets after winning money off scratchers at the store. So he actually went in, bought some scratchers, won 20 bucks playing the scratchers, and said, let's buy some Powerball tickets.
Yeah.
And so about $20 worth of Powerball tickets, which is 10 tickets, and he won $447 million.
So, okay, why is it?
So he didn't find out that he had won until he actually heard the winning ticket had been drawn in Menifee. So he didn't even, like, sit there and sitting there in front of the TV as the numbers are being drawn, none of that stuff.
It seemed like he went to go buy it just like, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, no, it was one money. So, like, he spent a dollar on some scratchers.
Haven't you bought, like, raffle tickets or, like, those, like,
No, just lottery tickets. Okay, yeah. So when I was living in Texas, that was the only form of gambling I could do. And so every week, multiple times a week, I would buy like the Powerball tickets as well as the Mega Millions.
Okay.
So there's two different lotteries.
You were actually like on it. Like you were saying like, okay, what's the number? Like
yes.
You were, okay.
Yeah.
And you didn't win.
Never.
This dude went in.
One off scratchers, so he got 20 bucks, so he just bought it.
Let's see my luck.
And then didn't even really give a damn about it. And then he wins, and he decides that he's going to take the lump sum.
Okay.
So instead of $447 million, he's just going to take $279 million.
Oh, he's going to be poor.
No, but I mean, honestly, you are flushing almost $200 million down the toilet.
Yeah,
you
know what
I mean, but he's trying to lay low, so he didn't want to do an interview with the news.
Okay.
He said he's hired a legal team and a team of accountants to make sure he's handling the money well.
Well, he seems like he's handling the whole situation well. He's like on the right track.
No way. Man.
No.
No way.
Don't you think like hiring...
get on the roof of your house with an AK? And... And if anyone comes up to you, just pull a Shia LaBeouf, be like, I got more millionaire lawyers than you know what to do with. I'm from it.
Ooh.
I'm from it.
You got these handcuffs on me tight, son. I forgot what he said.
Something like that.
Something like
$279 million, though, is a lump sum. So he said that he's going to use it to obviously take care of his family and to further their interests for generations to come.
This is why you never get anything. It's big. Because the first thing that you are going to do, I'm going to buy a helicopter.
Yeah. Come on. If you're going to win
and then
a quarter billion dollars.
I'm not gonna drive to my 20th high school reunion. I'm going to fly
into
it.
I'm going to fly in.
But I'm not even going to go inside.
Throw a handful of nickels and sunscreen into the propellers. And just
sunscreen.
And then just... Because I just feel like it's more impactful. Like if you have some goo, like if it's just the nickels, it's like shrapnel. It's kind of mean. But if it's sunscreen, you're sort of like, ow.
Okay, so at least like they can rub it in on their skin.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, at least that you're worried about that.
Yeah, that's right.
I like that.
Trying to protect people from SPF damage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not, whatever. Ultraviolet rays. So some sad news from yesterday. Obviously, Chester Bennington of Linkin Park took his own life, and they found him. It was a housekeeper that found him at about 9 a.m. Pacific time yesterday is when the news started to break, and we don't know exactly what happened. Either it happened late Wednesday night or early Thursday morning. Chester Bennington married. He had been with his wife a couple of days before in Arizona and then traveled up to the Los Angeles area, which is where all this went down. But he has 6 kids, and so a lot of people, you know, thought, we know that he had struggled with drugs and depression in the past.
In reports, he had mentioned that he had thought about suicide.
Yep.
Because of just the trauma that he went through as a kid.
Yeah.
So it does seem really, really sad that he actually went through with it.
Well, yeah. I mean, after all these years, and you'd think, you know, he had a lot of people around him that loved him and supported him, and obviously millions of fans all over the world. Yeah. Still wasn't enough, though, you know, and people saying, oh, well, how could he take his life? You know, he's got 6 kids. I totally agree with that. suicide is selfish because it's a permanent solution to a temporary problem.
Yeah.
And that, like, the kids are always the ones that are the real victims because they have no control over it. They can't really make sense of why this would happen. And then, you know, you've got all these kids growing up without a father now, and it's just unfortunate. But at the same time, you can't just go, oh, this guy's a selfish loser because he took his own life. Yeah, no. Like, we don't know what he was going through personally. We don't know, you know, how serious his depression was. Money and fame don't help with mental illness. I think that mental illness needs to be more openly discussed in this country.
And not so much ridiculed or just, you know, put off to the side. And,
right.
You know, when someone's saying, like, you know, I'm depressed or I have anxiety or, you know, all this stuff, you can't just be like, oh, well, you can
grow
fix
up,
it.
Suck it up.
You can fix
quit
it.
Quit whining about
tell,
it.
You know, tell you can change your thinking. Like, it's a little bit more difficult than that. But reports are saying that there was alcohol, not in a system, obviously, but, like, you know, there were bottles.
Yeah.
So, and there was no suicide note. Hmm.
Which makes it even worse somehow.
I know. Because there's no explanation about it,
right?
You know, and he instead of it's very similar to how
Chris Cornell
died, except he did it with a belt as opposed to the exercise.
It's so strange. I mean, because like by hanging too, it seems like such a graphic way to go. I mean, we saw that with Chris Cornell, now Chester Bennington, Robin Williams a couple of years ago, same thing, killed himself by hanging. It's like, man, it's just too bad.
Yeah,
Chester Bennington's such a talent,
and it does make you think like what could have hurt them so much that they couldn't reach out or, you know, think about a little bit more in depth as to why they're going to do this, like make this
what
choice.
It's going to do to their family and everything else. So just a tremendous loss yesterday. So Kevin Hart is in a little bit of trouble right now. He's married and he's got a baby on the way, and he was spotted with a Miami singer who goes by the name Monique in a car at about 5 a.m. and his pregnant wife was not there with him. So he was seen having fun and in a Lexus, they say, with this woman in early July. Several outlets have claimed the mystery lady is this woman who goes by the name Monique Gonzalez. And if you Google Monique Gonzalez, you're going to see that she is a very curvaceous and voluptuous lady.
Voluptuous?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, are you Googling her right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's voluptuous.
Voluptuous?
What?
Voluptuous?
Voluptuous?
Yeah.
Is it?
It's voluptuous.
Voluptuous?
Yeah, I don't think
I've always said voluptuous. Like lump.
I think that's what you're thinking about, voluptuous, yeah, well, but it's voluptuous.
Well, she's lumpy, that's for sure. I'll tell you that much.
She's really attractive.
Very attractive, and maybe not the sort of person that you'd want to be hanging out with at 5 a.m. without your pregnant wife. But Kevin Hart just laughs it off, says it's all BS.
I don't like, I when I read that, I was like, you're just giving yourself away.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, oh, I'm not seeing this voluptuous lady.
And last but not least, Elon Musk says that he has verbal government approval to build the world's longest tunnel for an underground Hyperloop. So the new Hyperloop tunnel on the East Coast will run from New York to Philadelphia to Baltimore to D.C., according to Elon Musk. Elon Musk, of course, the guy behind the SpaceX program.
Has he ever done and anything Tesla. That he says?
Like he made a whole bunch of money off of PayPal. But that's where Elon Musk made his cash, right?
I mean, no, I'm thinking like, you know, all the space stuff.
The space stuff hasn't really worked yet.
Just do it.
It's a very impressive program in theory. Yeah. But I mean, like, Tesla is, you know, kind of successful.
Okay.
I mean, they're not making money yet, but I mean, the cars are well reviewed and everything. He's trying to change the way that people travel, right?
Yeah.
And so he says that it'll go from city center to city center in those cities that I just mentioned. And you'll be able to go from like downtown Manhattan to downtown Washington, D.C. in less than 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Which would be insane.
Yeah.
He also recently revealed Godot. It's a machine. It's already digging at SpaceX headquarters. The tweet comes just weeks after he said that he had promising talks with L.A.'s mayor as well. But what's interesting is that he got on Twitter yesterday and was talking about this, but he said he got verbal government approval. But then he didn't expand as to where he got. And also, like, do you announce something when you get verbal approval? Like, you normally wait if it's something like this until signed?
Don't you? I would think anything really, really big, you would need.
Like building a tunnel, longest tunnel from New York to D.C.? Well, yeah.
And signed by important people.
Yeah, you'd think so. But he got on social media yesterday and announced it. So
because, like, we can say anything and say it was a verbal
agreement. Yeah, I got verbal approval to change the word from voluptuous to voluptuous.
Yeah.
Dirty. Son of a.
It has been changed now in the dictionary. You're welcome, everyone.
Or I have verbal approval that Dave Farah is going to get me Starbucks.
That's a lie.
It's verbal approval. You verbally approved it.
Nope, not going to happen. X107.5.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Coming up next, we have your chance to get your hands on a Brisk prize pack that comes with $50 in Ticketmaster ticket cash and some Brisk merch. Plus, everyone that wins qualified for a trip for two to Meadows Festival at Citi Field in New York City, featuring Jay-Z, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and the Gorillaz. Ignite the power of lemonade this summer with Brisk, Speedy Mart, and X107.5. That's Brisk, your chance to win, coming up next.
Today's Dave and Mahoney Morning Show is brought to you in part by Centennial Toyota.
Oh, give me some more.
X107.5.
As promised, a Brisk prize pack up for grabs right now that comes with $50 in Ticketmaster ticket cash and some Brisk merch. Plus, everyone that wins qualified for that trip for two to New York City. Citi Field is going to be the place where Jay-Z, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Gorillaz are all performing, and you can go potentially see them if you're calling number 10 right now at 702-791-1075. Ignite the power of lemonade this summer with Brisk, Speedy Mart, and X107.5. That's Brisk. Good luck to you. So as we continue our live broadcast here at Legacy Stadium at the Palazzo, it's great to be with you this morning. There is some interesting news about the man that passed away at EDC this year. And it's, well, I say interesting. It's interesting because his wife came out and said that there was people to blame, like the medical staff at EDC, because they didn't look after him quickly enough, and his body temperature was at 109 degrees at the time of his death. Well, the official results are out. He's from California. He was 34 years old. Adam Morris is his name. And they said that the reason that he passed away on June 17th was because of acute MDMA and TFMPP toxicity. And MDMA, we all know, MDMA is ecstasy, right? So we all know what that is because that's fairly common. But TFMPP, that is the legal name for the synthetic drug known as Legal X. And so he was taking Legal X, which is... And by the way, a synthetic drug is just a bunch of chemicals.
Yeah. It's like a little concoction of a lot of drugs.
Like they call it synthetic marijuana, and it's just not. Like there's no similarities to marijuana at all, except for it gets you high, but you're smoking a bunch of chemicals.
Yeah.
So in this case, he was on Legal X, which is not, in fact, legal, and ecstasy. And then, of course, he was standing out in like 200-degree weather at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, and that is the official cause of his death, which, you know, you never want to see anyone pass away, but
no, of course,
unfortunately,
not.
When people take a whole bunch of drugs and then stand outside and they're without not hydrating water, themselves and everything else.
That's a whole mess. But it is interesting that the wife was like, well, you know, blaming the people
the
who were
festival,
at, EDC people. So it's like, no, he made that decision to take all that drugs and to stand out without hydrating himself.
So Golden Gate on Fremont is going to double its casino size. Vegas, again, is going to double its casino size at the Golden Gate. The 111-year-old property is also going to add a dramatic entry on the Fremont Street experience and extend one bar at 1 Fremont Street, according to a press release. So Golden Gate will be closed August 20th through the 25th for a significant construction phase. About 100 slots will be added to the casino floor. The focal point will be a 360-degree 24-foot tower of televisions displayed as if the TVs are emerging from a fountain. The casino will also feature a crystal chandelier.
Ooh, I like, just crystal.
Composed of spirals cascading downward in tiers of beveled mirrored accents.
Oh, my God. That is fancy.
You know what, though? I love all of the revamping of properties down on Fremont Street. And, I mean, you get a classic property like the Golden Gate. And, you know, it's been around for over 100 years at this point.
111. That's crazy.
111. So it's when Las Vegas was founded as a city, almost just a couple of years after that is when the Golden Gate was erected, and now it is going to get a nice little facelift.
Yeah, so. But I like you said, like it's making it more classy and new, and like all these renovations and stuff. It's exciting to see.
Yep, pretty awesome. So Tabasco is coming out with their hottest sauce ever. You into this? You like hot sauce?
You know what? I'm not huge on like hot stuff. I know. Like, I can do like chips and salsa.
Are you an outcast from your Hispanic family because you don't like hot sauce?
I do get crap.
Do you?
I do.
I'm sure.
It's like, oh, you're not a good Mexican. Well, you know.
You're
what?
A bad Mexican,
you're a
Sylvia.
Bad Mexican.
Bad Mexican. this particular hot sauce, though, you'd really hate it then. 20 times hotter than the original.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Couldn't
I'm
do
such
it?
A weenie. But I can do like the Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Oh, yeah.
I could do that.
Oof, how brave of you.
I could do Chipotle, not like the restaurant, but like the actual sauce. Like I could do that.
Did you see Chipotle again back in the news? Yes. This is terrible. So, I mean, Chipotle's had just like pretty much Chipotle's had one bad break after another. Well, now customers at a Chipotle in Dallas filmed mice crawling on the floor and walls this week and posted it. So after all that stuff on the East Coast, there's nothing here in Las Vegas, thankfully.
Okay.
Except for Ian's story about having it last weekend.
Shame. Shame.
and it causing some not so pleasant things to happen to his bowels.
Oh, he got the rust.
Bring it
up. It's pretty ugly. But there's a Chipotle in Dallas, again, mice crawling on the floor and on the walls.
That's disgusting.
People, of course, filmed it and posted it. So another bad break there for Chipotle.
Oh, man.
And
I'd still go to Chipotle.
You'd still do it?
I would still go.
You're like, until I get E. coli, I'm
and
going.
And then I'll be like, okay, I learned my lesson. Yeah. I get it. It wasn't a good idea.
So scientists have figured out the reason that you can't quit Facebook. I can't quit you. A new study found that we're all hopelessly addicted to Facebook. And it's for one reason. It's because it lets us silently judge our friends.
I believe it.
And we love doing so much that we can't look away. In fact, researchers found that we're even willing to put up with all of the ridiculous offensive crap and all of the nonsense and fake news and people posting about politics and everything else that can be so exhausting when you log onto Facebook. But the reason that we can't quit, according to scientists and the study that was done, is because we love judging our friends on Facebook so much that we just can't look away because we love feeling superior to them.
Yeah. I do have someone on my Facebook.
Oh, you're talking about that bitch, Kathy?
Who?
Oh, no. Someone else? Who is it?
it's someone who...
A guy or a girl?
It's a guy.
Okay. And you judge him?
Yes.
Oh, is he the crazy one?
I don't know if he listens. Yeah. Yes.
There's a guy that, like, Sylvia will show me the post sometime, and I hope that he doesn't listen. But he's pretty nutty. He's in like fake relationships with people.
It's,
and he'll post about the fake relationships and how his other fake girlfriend is going to get mad about his current fake girlfriend.
Yeah,
and
it's a whole train wreck. But like,
but you judge him?
I do.
Yeah.
But like my friend and I were like, oh man, we shouldn't be following this because it's really, really just disturbing.
But you can't look
away.
But
I told him. But we both said, but we won't have anything to read.
Yeah.
And it's horrible because it's all the stuff that he writes.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Oh, he's going to kill someone someday.
Probably.
Maybe you.
Maybe. If he listens. Yeah. Yes, probably.
If you're listening this morning, please don't kill Sylvia.
But.
We need her and her bad Mexican ass to hang around.
But it's quite entertaining.
Mm-hmm. And slightly terrifying.
I am always judging. All right. I'm not going to unfriend him.
X107.5.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I just want you guys to know, we're broadcasting live from Legacy Stadium today. And, you know, they've given us some delicious food and some ice cold beer that we're enjoying. But Sylvia brought a bag of popcorn with her. And she just shoved her mouth more full of popcorn than I've ever seen in my entire
skinny
life.
Skinny pop.
I mean, like, you took a handful of it.
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I'm starving.
So we have two chances for you to win tickets to Taking Back Sunday on the program today, and one is coming up next, so why don't you hang out with us for just a couple of minutes. X107.5.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
For Taking Back Sunday, call number 10 right now, 702-791-1075. Coming up July 27th over at the Hard Rock Pool. Taking Back Sunday is performing live. Call number 10 wins. We are the Dave Mahoney Morning Show, and we're broadcasting at Legacy Stadium today. They have delicious beer at Legacy Stadium. They have fantastic food. Go figure. The place is named after Emma Legacy. And they just opened up the brand-new beer garden, which we love. You can sit right out on the strip. They actually have this really nice communal seating out there at the strip.
It's a great view, too.
Yeah. I mean, of course. Like, if you have friends in town, you want to hang out somewhere that, you know, you got a great view of the strip. It's easy to get to. The self-parking. Yeah. You can just zip in and zip out. Or if you want a valet, that's the beautiful thing about Venetian and Palazzo, one of the few places in Las Vegas where it's still free to valet. It's easy to get to Legacy Stadium. And once you come in, I think you're going to enjoy all of the beer selections. And like you said, great view. But, you know, you're not going to a club or something like that.
No.
It's just somewhere you can hang out and have some beer
and
enjoy some
fantastic food. Exactly. So if you're not into that whole club scene, you can come down here. It's great because they also serve pretzels.
That's right.
But like the soft kind.
The soft pretzels, yes.
Oof.
So O.J. Simpson, of course, has been paroled. He is out as of yesterday. If you missed the audio of O.J. Simpson talking with the parole board, Ian, let's go ahead and pull that up again. It was pretty intense yesterday because it almost seemed like O.J. Simpson was going to talk himself out of being paroled because he kept saying a lot of fairly stupid stuff in this parole meeting, but the parole board went ahead and said, "Nah, you're good, go ahead."
You're a low risk to reoffend on our guidelines. You have community support and stable release plans. Considering all of these factors, my vote is to grant your parole effective when eligible.
Thank you.
We believe that we're a fair board. We believe that we're a consistent board. We do not look kindly upon parole violations. Mr. Simpson, I do vote to grant parole when eligible, and that will conclude this hearing.
Thank you.
And the thing that I liked about when they announced that he was going to get parole, and you know, after the whole "oh, thank you, thank you," he was looking at some guy. I don't know who it was, but he's like, "I'll call you. I'll call you. You look good after all these years, but I'll call you. Okay. Okay, bye."
O.J. Simpson's a dirtbag. I'm not happy that he's out, but you know what? Just get out of Nevada. Just go.
Yeah, go to Florida.
Sail off into the sunset.
Oh, I would stay in Nevada, but I don't think you guys want me here.
You're right.
Yeah.
See you later.
Bye, dude.
So this is the strangest story that you're going to hear today. A British woman who pretended to be a man by wearing a prosthetic, you know what, tricked her blindfolded friend into having relations with her. Well, she got sentenced yesterday to 6.5 years in prison. Oof. A 27-year-old by the name of Gail was found guilty on 3 counts of assault in June after a retrial, according to the BBC. A close friend claimed that she had tricked her by pretending to be a man by the name of Kai Fortune, who she believed was her boyfriend. And you're like, well, how would you think that this was your boyfriend
if you've not even seen him? Because like when they went out on dates, mm-hmm. she was blindfolded.
Well, did it say that they actually went out on dates blindfolded? Because I mean, it said that every time she met up with him, she was blindfolded.
Yeah, she was always blindfolded.
But either way, very strange.
Because
this whole story,
if you were just like starting to date your wife, mm-hmm. and she said, "Hey,
I always want to be blindfolded."
I want you to be blindfolded. Like she wanted you to be blindfolded.
Yeah, no.
What did you think that'd be weird? Like that's a red flag.
Yeah, I mean, unless you know all of the other stuff was just so good, you're like, yeah, whatever. I got to do to keep it going.
I'll make love to you.
She added that she never would have consented to having relations with the woman if she knew that it was actually her supposed friend. She said that she was blindfolded whenever the pair were hanging out, and so she had no idea that this woman was actually the one that was, you know, pretending to be her boyfriend and giving it to her. But again, this woman that duped her going to spend 6.5 years in prison as a result of it.
I wonder if it was like when they were talking, if it was always on, like online, like just messages.
No idea. Like, again, the strangest story that you're going to hear.
Hello, my name is Kai Fortune.
Speaking of weird voices that you just did, Sylvia, 40% of us use a different voice when we're talking on the phone than we do in normal life. Is that the case for you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I believe it.
Yeah?
Because I don't know how I talk normally, but if I'm on the phone, I'm just like,
hello.
Hello.
Hello, Dave.
How are you today?
Stop calling me, please. X107.5, Dave Mahoney.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Before we get to the blooper reel, Sean Spicer has resigned as the White House press secretary, which is just too bad because Melissa McCarthy has been such a delight on Saturday Night Live portraying Sean Spicer. But he is out, according to the New York Times this morning.
Any other details?
Said that he has resigned, and it had something to do with the hiring of a new communications aide. I don't know if it's because he didn't like the new communications aide or because the new communications aide
is better
than either way. Sean Spicer is out, and like I said, too bad because I really enjoyed Melissa McCarthy.
It's going to be back.
All right, so you'd think that you know, this being a week where Mahoney wasn't here, we'd have very little material for the blooper reel, but that's not the case. No. Thank you, Sylvia, for stepping up this week.
Yeah.
Here it is on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
Remember when
the first step to solving your problem is solving your problem.
Someone asked me to say my most embarrassing moment.
Uh-huh.
This is a contender.
It's the blooper reel on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
I'm very excited to hear what is beneath that exquisite costume.
We also have a couple more friends making an appearance in this blooper reel. Yes, appearance in this blooper reel.
Blooper reel? Or
the mascot moment.
Oh, my God. Write that down.
The blooper reel.
You just blooped.
Oh, gosh.
Virginia hates dabbing pizza with dabbing pizza grease with a napkin more than anything else.
Yeah, I'm moving to Virginia.
Tennessee, friends that help to
today, Junior?
For help moving, friends that asked for that help. But if I was going to bet on this fight, which I'm sure I will because I have a problem, I'll probably...
The first step to, you know, you're acknowledging that you have a problem.
What were you going to say then?
I don't know. I don't know where I was going to go with that. I don't. The first step to your...
Spudge. I'm a deep dish here. He said that that he saw Aaron pull into the AutoZone. He saw Aaron pull into the AutoZone.
AutoZone.
After an alert went out of somebody, quote, driving all over the road and running into the median. Well, I mean, and Frank and I are huge fans of Michael Bublé. Yeah, we're going to go see him when he comes to town for his holiday special later this year. I'm going to go salty on that one.
Okay.
Yes?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Oops. Oops.
Oh,
hey.
Yeah.
Oops. Oops.
Oh,
hey. Hey. Hey.
David Mahoney Morning Show on X1075. Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
Oh, boy. All right, so... we got another show coming up. We have more tickets for Taking Back Sunday, so hang out for that, yeah. And R. Kelly has come out with a statement saying, look, I'm not holding all of these women captive. They just like one particular thing. We'll share that with you. And, yes, Aaron Carter continues to do the rounds talking about what he wants to do with his life moving forward, since now he has this deep, dark arrest behind him all the way in the past by like 6.5 days.
Okay.
So he's doing the interviews, and he sat down with Entertainment Tonight and dropped some interesting nuggets. We'll share those with you in just a moment, too. X1075.
Mornings on X1075 with Dave and Mahoney.
Conversation this week has been dominated by two celebrities that are in the news for very different reasons. One, Aaron Carter. The other, R. Kelly. Both running into a myriad of issues in Georgia for different reasons. R. Kelly had some people set up outside of a former house that he used to rent.
Okay.
And it was the family of a young lady by the name of Jocelyn Savage, who say that he is holding her hostage, her and other girls hostage. Like, he'll take their phones from them. He brainwashes them. You know, they can't make any sense of why, you know, Jocelyn would be acting this way. But then Jocelyn actually released a video and said, hey, mom, dad, shut up and leave me alone. I don't want to talk to you.
You're embarrassing me.
And it kind of makes me a little sad, you know, as a parent, that you see a girl doing this, but it also doesn't really surprise me because a lot of people, when they're 21 years old,
yeah,
make really bad decisions. Well, there's obviously information coming out now as the week has rolled on about what's really going on with these girls. And at first I thought it was just a whole bunch of garbage. Like, there's no way that R. Kelly is holding these girls hostage. And then he's like, well, there is girls and they are sort of hanging out at my house all the time, but they're not hostage and I'm not brainwashing them.
Like, they can go anytime they want. They choose not to.
Yeah. The story now is that the women enjoy being flown to Beverly Hills for shopping sprees, and he buys them high-priced handbags and lingerie and shoes and spa trips, and all the girlfriends get all this neat stuff, and so that's why they're hanging out.
This sounds like Hugh Hefner now. In a way.
Because
he has, like, a house filled with young women.
Yeah.
He's buying them all this stuff.
I was a little bit confused when I first read the headline, though, because it said R. Kelly enjoys showering his girlfriends with luxury items. I'm like,
it's
a rough word to use in that headline, you know?
Don't.
Yeah.
Especially with
R. Kelly showering.
Oh, man.
Aaron Carter is the other one that we've been talking a lot about this week because he got arrested last weekend in Georgia, and he has come out and said a whole myriad of interesting things himself about why he was arrested, and he was targeted because of his celebrity, and he wasn't drunk. And, you know, the police tend to disagree with everything that he has said.
Yeah.
And he's been doing the rounds, interviews with the different entertainment shows. And in this case, he was talking with Entertainment Tonight, and he dropped a new nugget about why he is having such a hard time. Here's Aaron Carter.
I'm sorry. Sorry, the way that I look.
I have a stress condition. It's an eating disorder. How would you feel every 2 seconds seeing a tweet, you have AIDS, go die? Oh, look at this meth head. Oh, meth kills. Crack kills. Look at my teeth. Look at my face. I'm not a meth head. I've never touched it in my life.
He kind of reminded me of Tom Cruise.
He did, right? Didn't he? Like, let's play that one more time and let's just close our eyes and imagine that this is Tom Cruise.
Right. I'm sorry the way that I look.
I have a stress condition. It's an eating disorder. How would you feel every 2 seconds seeing a tweet, you have AIDS, go die? Oh, look at this meth head. Oh, meth kills. Crack kills. Look at my teeth. Look at my face. I'm not a meth head. I've never touched it in my life.
That just like that ending just sounded like Tom Cruise.
I've never touched it.
For the record, in that video, he rubs his face like he's on ecstasy. It's really strange.
Aaron Carter is a weird duck. Man.
Oh, he's a mess. Yeah. And then like he's going after Nick Carter.
His brother, because his brother tweeted out support, and he said, "How dare you tweet out support?"
He was saying, "How dare you tweet? You know, say that in a tweet without calling me directly. You could have done was call me in jail." So he's mad. He's mad about that.
Got it. Yeah.
You know, but
total mess.
It's a train wreck.
Entertaining.
Yes.
So thank you for being entertaining, but a hot mess. He has said that he wants to get married to his girlfriend Madison Parker, and that they want a reality show. She's a little apprehensive.
She's hesitant about that.
Lay off the pills.
She said it's not really her lifestyle. but she's really pretty.
Yeah, sure.
Just squint your eyes.
Yeah. Just do a bunch of meth and
she's great.
So this is our final story for the morning, and it is a real doozy. A woman by the name of Gina Durham, 49 years old, was convicted of first-degree murder in court for killing her husband.
Oh, my gosh.
And you're like,
shame.
Yes.
Seriously.
The way that she got convicted was by her parrot, her pet parrot. So the old owner's final words were, "Don't effing shoot." And
you have to do it in a parrot voice, though.
Don't effing shoot. How do you do it in a parrot voice?
Would it be like, "Don't effing shoot"?
Don't effing shoot me. Probably want a cracker, not a bullet. But she gave the parrot to somebody else, and the new parrot owners kept wondering why the parrot kept saying, "Don't effing shoot." And then all of a sudden they went, "Wait a minute, this lady is accused of shooting her husband. Hang on, I'm going to put this together here."
So do they bring the parrot to like the police station? Yeah. They put it like in a little cage, like, "You guys, listen to this.
Mr. Parrot, do you have something you'd like to tell the officer?"
"Don't effing shoot."
Parrots do that?
That's more a rooster.
A rooster?
Yeah,
whatever.
I'm doing a rooster now.
"Don't effing shoot." X107.5.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
X107.5 giving you all sorts of good stuff. For example, Ride Now Power Sports giving you a chance to splash into summer by winning a 2017 Kawasaki SXR jet ski.
Ooh.
MSRP on that, $10,000. Stop by any Ride Now Power Sports location July 17th through August the 12th. Look for the X107.5 display and enter to win. So good luck on that. And also good luck on this. It's time for Know the Show.
Oh boy.
702-791-1075.
Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
I just want you guys to know we're broadcasting live from Legacy Stadium today. And, you know, they've given us some delicious food and some ice cold beer that we're enjoying. But Sylvia brought a bag of with her.
Oh! Seriously?
What? Sylvia brought a big bag of blank with her, and she was shoving that blank in her mouth.
It was a Ziploc bag.
Yeah, it was a Ziploc bag full of blank, and she was taking large quantities of blank and putting it in her mouth.
Wow.
Multiple times throughout the show. Is it not true? So what was in that bag? 702-791-1075. Again, it's not that. So don't call us and say that.
Yeah, we'll dump you.
We have some tickets to go see Taking Back Sunday. Mm-hmm. Taking Back Sunday is coming to town. They're going to be playing over at the Pool at the Hard Rock on July 27th, which, yeah, of course, is coming up. If you'd like to attend that show, then hopefully you know the answer. What was Sylvia's bag full of?
And it's not dirty.
X1075. Who is this?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name? Okay, she can't hear. All right, so Ian, we're going to play a song, and then we're going to have you take the winner.
Hello?
And see if they get it right, and then we'll go from there, right?
Sounds like a plan.
All righty, X1075. All right, so congratulations to Dave. He was correct. Sylvia today showed up here at Legacy Stadium with a large bag of
popcorn.
Popcorn was the correct answer, and she was taking handfuls of that popcorn and shoving it in her mouth, saying, "Do I look sexy?" So there you have it.
That part's true.
Yeah, that is true.
That's true.
Thank you for being with us. Bright and early on Monday morning, Mahoney is going to come back from his cruise.
Yay!
Serious question. Do you think he's going to come back engaged?
Ooh.
Ooh, he's been losing all this weight.
He got tanned.
He got spray tanned, wax.
He shaved his
Yeah, he's got Invisalign in. I mean, he has
he
been
got
really.
Got a haircut before he left.
I mean, is it possible? Oh, did he put a ring on it?
If he comes back all sparkly and just like glowing, we'd be like, ooh, I know what you did. Yes.
We'll find out on Monday. You guys have a great weekend.
What if she said no?
Awesome. That would be awesome. See y'all.
Mornings on X1075 with Dave and Mahoney.